Another day, another CBS apology. CBS has apologized to Native Americans who criticized Outkast's performance at the Grammys. The group sang their hit tune, Hey Ya, with dancers wearing American Indian costumes and feathered headdresses in front of a teepee. CBS is reeling from Janet Jackson's breastplate. Oh, yeah, reeling. Oh, that multi-billion-dollar international conglomerate is just shaking the foundations because a titty showed up. I forgot to make my point. When I was re-editing this, I noticed that, so I'm going to make my point. Wouldn't it be nice if everybody could just knock it off? Now, if you've been reading the page, you know I am for the American Indians, and I am not trying to trivialize. I agree that the Redskins ought to have their names changed on that because, you know, who would like the Memphis Niggers? Nobody would. So why should we have the Washington Redskins? I agree. I am with the red man. I know they got raped and cheated out of their land. I know all that. I'm with you on that. But the point is, oh, I hope I don't sound like Rush, but the whole nation now has just got to the point where, and I know a lot of this firsthand, if you do anything, you're going to get a mountain of criticism. How in the world is CBS supposed to personally, what, Leslie Moonves is going to go to the Academy Award, whatever this was, the Grammy, I forget, whatever it was, and personally interview everyone to find out what they might say and personally inspect the costumes, and even if it looks like it's an okay costume, what if it's a costume reveal built into it? Leslie Moonves is supposed to personally get in there, or whoever the president of Viacom is supposed to personally guarantee that? I don't see. If I thought they were being disrespectful to the American Indians, then yes, I would. But it was just, it was a costume. Like the gay guy is YMCA. You know, they all had little costumes on. It's not my kind of music, but it's a costume. It's, you know, they weren't intending to make fun. I don't get it. Maybe they were, but construction workers and a policeman and whatever else they were dressed up as. If you make a movie about the mafia, the Italians get mad. If you make a movie about Miami, the Cubans get mad. If you make a movie about the Westerns, the Indians get mad. I mean, no matter what you do, everyone's going to get mad, and because the press is made up of stupid and greedy whores, they feed on this stuff. If they get a whiff that someone might, you know, I can just see them on the getting on the phone, calling every American Indian movement type of deal they can find, and, you know, after 30, 40 calls, ah, we got one, boss, I got one. I got one here. And I asked her if she would be outraged enough to go on camera. She said, well, sure. Everybody wants to be on TV, so that gets the ball rolling, and we all got to be upset. Now, goes without saying, I don't know anything about Indian history. I mean, I know maybe as much as you. If there was something in there, I mean, it was, yes, they were dressed up like Indians. That's true. They have to dress up like, hell, they didn't come out like gangsters with their ass crack showing. And can a performer perform without somebody having a cow? That's the only point I'm trying to make. It would be nice if somebody once in their lives was able to, besides, you know, Pat Boone, nobody's going to have a cow when Pat Boone goes on stage in his 50s suit and his 50 haircut. Of course, we don't have enough power to get anything started, but let's just say, starting today, the 17th, 18th, whatever the hell it is, who's got time to look at a clock or a calendar? If somebody meant to, when Rush Limbaugh offends, he intends to offend. He does that on purpose. When he talks about Jesse Jackson and that crowd, what he's talking about is niggers. And I know you hate it when I use that word, but that's the point. When Rush says Jesse Jackson and that crowd, you think, oh, niggers. Yeah, okay, we're with you, Rush. This is the code language he uses. Rush intends to harm. He intends to provoke. That's why he's there, because white men are scared. Rich white men are tired of the blacks and the women and everybody, the foreigners, just everybody stealing of what was never rightfully theirs in the first place. They perceive this in their head, And a son of a bitch like Resch gets up there and makes hundreds of millions of dollars by feeding on this false fear and insulting the people who can't defend themselves and the poor and the black and the gay and everywhere else. In closing, waves of applause. I'm for the Indian, but I just think, let's just all stop. We don't have to have a cow about everything every day. These crazy shows and, you know, the 24-hour news cycle and the cable news, all that stuff, that promotes a lot of this stuff, and they egg it on because they got to have something on the air. But let's just, starting today, let's have, if you mean to offend, let's all jump on them. And if somebody walks out and says hi, let's just try to give somebody a break. Once again, I just have no organization. I need 15 secretaries, but a lady wrote me, I was going to put it on the page, maybe I shouldn't, maybe I should just say it. She wrote me a letter entitled J. Jackson was the subject head. I opened it up and she said something like, I can't stand the fact that you, something, that you enjoy violence or that you would sponsor violence against women or something like that. And she said, I've lost all respect for you. When you make some crazy goddamn charge like that, you ought to at least say what it is that you're mad about. Are you mad that I printed the picture? That's what happened. You know, it wasn't a rape. I didn't print a picture of a rape in progress, but to hear this lady tell what I did. Weeks after the Boob incident, I heard someone on a woman on TV say, the thought of a white man yanking off a black woman's clothing to expose her breast is a throwback, on a stage, is a throwback to slave auctions. Well, I gotta tell you, a slave auction is not what popped into my mind when I saw that incident live on the Super Bowl. If someone else, 2 weeks later, thinks of it as a slave auction, how the hell does that make anything I said 2 weeks earlier offensive or whatever? I mean, if you think the sight of a little titty is going to break America apart, then you and I disagree. If you want to unsubscribe, then do that. At least say why. I mean, Christ, if I got a bitch with somebody, I can say something better than I've lost all respect for you. By the time I'm done speaking or writing, they're going to know exactly why I'm pissed off. But it's just so goofy to get a letter like that. How can you be for violence for women? I've lost all respect for you, is what this lady writes. So whoever thinks I'm for violence against women because of anything, we've talked about this Janet Jackson thing a long time, not that I get a sexual charge out of it, but it's just everywhere you look, it's nonstop, and everybody needs to grow the hell up, is my opinion. You got a different opinion? Let's hear it, but say something. It drives me nuts when these people write, and you can tell they're angry as hell, and they say absolutely nothing. I have a clue it was something about Janet Jackson, but either something I said, printed, or a picture I published, well, hell, and that's been, what, no, 3 weeks? So if you're pissed off about something 3 weeks ago, why the hell are you writing now?
Dirty old man.
Take it easy. Be nice.
USA Today, Bush under attack by a barrage of books. Well, can you believe the pendulum has started to swing? I thought I'd never see the day. House of Bush, House of Saud by Craig Unger. Promised to document how financial and personal ties between the Bush family and Saudi family affect foreign policy. Gee, you think? The hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, but since Poppy Bush works for the state of Saudi Arabia, we're not going to do anything about that. We're going to go invade Saddam because he pissed off Daddy 10 years ago. Gee, you think there might be a relationship with the Saudis? You think? God. Against all enemies, inside the White House, War on Terror by former counterterrorism czar Richard Clark, with an E, who joins O'Neill as a second Bush insider to break ranks with his former boss, coming out next month, in March. Worse than Watergate, the secret presidency of George Bush by John Dean, who knows a little bit about presidential scandals, coming out in April. Bush on the Couch by psychiatrist, psychoanalyst Justin Frank, who diagnoses Bush as a rigid thinker with a simplistic worldview. Yep, you gotta have 25 years of psychiatry to know that Bush is a dumbass with simple ideas and a rigid thinker. Just like Reagan, he makes up his mind first, then he pretends to listen as the evidence comes in, and then he sticks with his original conclusion. Global warming? What, are you gay? I remember Bill Maher said that. I thought it was one of the funniest things he ever said. They believe they can construct a missile shield that will stop every incoming object, no matter if Russia and China launch all 30,000 at the same time. They think they can do that. But get a car that runs on an alternative fuel? What, are you gay? That's a good joke by Mark. Imperial hubris. Why the West is losing war on terror by Anonymous, a member of the U.S. intelligence community in May. Also out this month, fraud. The strategy behind the Bush lies and why the media didn't tell you by Paul Waldman. And a big one, the book on Bush, How George W. Misleads America by Eric Alterman and Mark Green. Lordy Lord. Here's another one, The Price of Loyalty. Oh, that's that O'Neill book, I guess. And Kevin Phillips' American Dynasty are both in the top 40 right now. But can you believe? The worst part is, no one's going to read these books. No one's going to buy these books. They only want to buy books that have cigars and penises and titties in them. See, there we go with the hypocrisy again. Looking at Janet Jackson's breast is the most disgusting thing of all time, but talking about the cigar that Monica claims Clinton put inside of her, we're going to talk about that on the front page every day the rest of our damn lives, and that's good, because it's about Clinton, and you can't possibly say anything in bad taste about a bad man like Bill Clinton. You see what a hypocritical bunch of bullshit artists we have in this country? And most of them are working on the air. Yep, the big media. We're going to crucify CBS for a breast they didn't know was coming, but we're going to talk about Clinton cigar until the end of time.
That's not enough for some people.
It just feels good.
There is a bunch of DVDs getting ready to come out. Probably the biggest on the lot is Gilligan's Island. Am I going to buy it? Hell no. They tested Gilligan's Island had 98%+ recognition and buyer appeal. They had fancy words for it. So they're rushing out Gilligan's Island on DVD, and you know they're going to make trillions. Hey, more power to them. Oh, and there's no sex. Yeah, the whole country was buzzing about whether they'd rather do the movie star or Marianne, whatever her name was. I like the non-famous one myself. Dick Van Dyke's got a season 3's coming out. Rowan and Martin's Laughing. I Married Joan, don't know that one. Milton Berle, Buick Hour, that was before my time. Kung Fu, I remember that. Flintstones, oh, they were invented before I was born. The Richard Pryor Show box set, I'm buying that some bitch. If that's got the ones y'all don't remember, but Richard Pryor had his own show for 5 weeks, I think it was. NBC every week was on his back. You can't say this, you can't say that. Just like today, this is in 75, 77, somewhere in that range. And here it is, 30 years later, and you still can't do this and you can't do that because America's going to have a cow, the invisible cow being would be mad, so we all got to... Anyway, the Richard Pryor Show, after 4 episodes, he got tired of it, so he took off all his clothes and he put pixels in front of his naughty parts, and he came on the air. I don't know if this made it to the air. Maybe this is why they pulled him off, but he shot the scene. I've seen the pictures, so it existed somewhere. I don't know if it got broadcast, but they cut a full shot of Richard Pryor standing there without a penis, and he said, NBC's taking it all from me. They won't let me do anything. This is what they've done to me. It was funny at the time. You had to have been there a bit.
Perhaps you should be looking at their genitals, sir.
Well, my stack of shit on my desk is getting a whole lot smaller. Trade gap widens to nearly $500 billion, the Commerce Department said Friday. The U.S. trade deficit hit a record high in 2003, $489 billion, 17% greater than the previous record set in 2002. And he wants to talk about the Democrats being big tax and spenders. Oh, please, can anybody tell the truth in this country? Bush has spent more money. I remember when Reagan left office, he had spent more money than every president combined before him, from Washington to Carter. All the money they ever spent, Reagan spent more. And now this donkey comes along, wild guess, in 4 years, he's going to spend more money than Reagan had and the 40 presidents before him. Won't somebody just tell the truth? You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to be a Democrat. Just tell the damn truth.
The young must know it. The old must know it. That's just plain poppycock.
Skilling may face criminal charges soon. Well, yeah, there's always a chance that the guy that stole hundreds of millions of dollars, there's always a chance they're going to get him. Poor Martha Stewart got involved in a $40,000 hand job of some kind. I don't have time, don't care. But they had to go after her because she was a friend of Clinton's. You see, nobody will say it. Why the hell can't anybody just speak the truth? What the hell is wrong with the truth? They went after Martha Stewart because she was this $40,000 loser or whatever, and this Skilling, did they say how much he stole? The bastard.
We're talking double-digit millions.
Remember now, he was in charge of Enron when they were raping California $500 million in one day. Not every day, but on one day. They shuffled some papers. They said, hey, I'll send you 10 trillion gigawatts of power, and when you get it, you turn around and send it back to me. And they said, oh, okay. And they made $500 million doing that to California. And what happens? They kick out Gray Davis, and they put the monkey in there who met with the Enron officials back at the time. You put the wolf in charge of the hen house, you crazy bastards. I know you people in Hollywood and California, you know, you like to start them trends out there, and then they drift in Oklahoma. Well, you got this one wrong. And so Enron just raped the crap out of them, and then they end up rewarding Enron. This Skilling, he might not ever be charged. 5 years from today, I might be asking, when are they going to charge Skilling? Meanwhile, Martha will be in her fourth year. There's no honesty. Nobody will say it. What the hell's wrong with this country?
Bart Cop Radio. Everybody's listening to it.